are live for another great edition of The Game Plan. Yep, this one's going to be called Brush It Off. Yep, Brush It Off. We'll get into what exactly I'm referring to here soon. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Some fun things going on. You know, our schedule here at Impact Media got a little chaotic. I got some stuff towards the end of the week that is pushed our big show to earlier. You know, Sports Club was earlier tonight. Of course, we're doing this one now. And I think Board Check will more than likely, it'll probably be tomorrow the way it's looking, or Thursday. Basically, Thursday would be tomorrow. But Thursday, sometime tomorrow evening, don't really have a time period right now. But I kind of catch up with that. We're here to talk about the game plan, of course, which means we're here to talk about college football. I'm going to tell you about some games last week. I'm going to tell you the way my picks went. Didn't do as good this week as I did the previous 2 weeks, but I was due for a down week. That's fine. Tell you about the new picks coming up this week. We will talk about the Panthers and Chanticleers game on Saturday that we were out at, and we will preview the Texas State game against Georgia State this weekend, once again right here in the big ATL. Let's start with my picks from last week. Ended up going 4-4. Although, if you pick the four I did, you probably did pretty well, because a couple of them were upsets. I told you to say Michigan State over Purdue. That was a winner. Penn State over Iowa. That was a winner. And in two upsets, I told you to take Houston over USF and Syracuse over NC State. Those were the winners. Now for the ones I missed on. I told you to take Wisconsin over Northwestern. Northwestern continues to haunt me a little bit. Maybe I should start picking them. Told you to take the Gators over the Bulldogs. Even called it on some of the live shots at the Georgia State game. Yeah, I missed that one too. Not afraid to admit, I missed that one. Told you to take Texas A&M over Mississippi State. Those Bulldogs did pretty well too. Told you to take Stanford over Washington State. Yeah, Washington State made me look pretty goofy there. That's fine. 4-4. I don't have the overall, but that means in the last 3 weeks, I am 17-7. Yeah, I don't have a problem being 10 games over 500. Some of the bigger, you know, scores with some of these here. Get some of those up. But, you know, Georgia Southern over number 25 Appalachian State. These are two absolute powerhouses. I will get to the other kind of elephant in the room here in a minute. But, you know, these are two powerhouses, especially in the Sun Belt. But, Georgia Southern and Appalachian State are good enough to wreck other people. They've been doing it all year. Georgia Southern with a victory there, 34-13. Man, App State come out a little on the flat side. It helps a lot of people, including Georgia State, but, man, those two teams are tough. Cal was able to get the victory over number 15, Washington, 12-10. Yeah, sounds like an exciting game, doesn't it? Four field goals versus a touchdown and a field goal. But defensive battle, obviously. Oklahoma State over number 6, Texas. Texas, everybody says, hey, you're back. Are you? You dropped this game to Oklahoma State. It was 38-35. It was a really high-contested, great game. But, man, shouldn't have been that close. That is what it is. Arizona was able to beat number 19, Oregon, 44-15. What happened, Oregon? You scored 15 points. Arizona's a good team, but 44-15. Holy cow. Holy cow. Yeah, we're now gonna get some scores for Georgia Southern. Yeah, I told you about that one. I mean, where is the game I'm looking for? Oklahoma State. Yeah, I told you guys about that one. Where are all the games that I picked at? Okay, that's why. Georgia beat Florida 36-17. I did not see that coming. I didn't. I thought Georgia was going to continue to slide. It is what it is, you know. We'll go over some of these other scores, but you don't tune into this show to hear scores. If you do, thanks. Maryland did fire their head coach, DJ Durkin. He was officially reinstated. They have decided to change course, and they fired him officially because of all the outrage and protests by students, even some of the players and politicians. It shouldn't matter what politicians do, but it does. But, yeah, people didn't want that guy back. Maryland's doing pretty decent without him. And, you know, hopefully he can iron out some things and try to get back to football. But, yeah, DJ Durkin out at Maryland. Like I said, shouldn't really surprise anybody. The games for this week, before I talk some Georgia State. The games for this week. Number 25, Texas A&M, is going to be in Auburn to face the Tigers. I'm going to tell you right now. The way these two teams have been up and down all year long, I'll tell you right now. Take the Auburn Tigers to win at home. Absolutely take the Auburn Tigers. I'm going to come back to that game because that next game just, don't know. There's a couple games in here that something's not feeling right. But number 12, West Virginia, will be at number 15, Texas. Yeah, from number 6 to number 10, 15. God, those Mountaineers have been playing good this year. I say take the West Virginia Mountaineers on the road against Texas. Number 14, Penn State, will be in Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines, who are ranked number 5. Call it a homer pick, call it whatever you want to. Take the Michigan Wolverines to win at home. Harbaugh has them playing so well. They're in the conversation. Number 7, Oklahoma, will be at Texas Tech. Texas Tech's played some pretty hard games this year. I'm not going to get cute with it. I'm going to say go ahead and take Oklahoma. The Cal Bears will be going to number 10, Washington State. Cal's been doing some pretty good things, but Washington State has put it back together. Like I said, I'm not getting real cute with a lot of the picks this week. Take Washington State. Number 18, Utah State, will be at Hawaii. Utah State's done okay. I mean, they made it all the way to 18, but I'm going to take Hawaii in the upset, and you should too. Number 1, Alabama, at number 4, LSU. This has upset written all over it. LSU has been playing really, really solid, but, you know, and they will be a real, real test for the Crimson Tide. That being said, I don't think that of all the teams that could be a matchup nightmare for Alabama, I'm not sure that LSU is 100% one of them. I say it's going to be really, really close. Take the Alabama Crimson Tide. And finally, number 6, the UGA Bulldogs will be in Kentucky to face the Wildcats, who are ranked number 11. Kentucky playing real well this year. So are the UGA Bulldogs. This could be a trap game. I'm not going to just jump back on the bandwagon. Go ahead and take Kentucky. I'm going to say go ahead and take Kentucky. Call it what you will. But as far as upsets, Auburn over Texas A&M, Kentucky over UGA. And Hawaii over Utah State. As far as favorites, take number 12, West Virginia over number 15, Texas. Take number 5, Michigan over number 14, Penn State. Take number 1, Alabama over number 4, LSU. Take number 7, Oklahoma over Texas Tech. And take number 10, Washington State over the Cal Bears. I like what Cal's doing. In fact, the state of California is doing some really good things. Now, let's talk a little bit about this game, Coastal Carolina. Let's see if I can find. There we go. Some final stats for you. If I told you that Georgia State scored 34 points, had 23 first downs, ran for 290 yards, passed for 231. Dan Ellington, 25 or 14 for 25. For 14 for 25 for those 231. 59 total offensive plays, 521 total yards. No interceptions. Only punted the ball 3 times. Both teams fumbled. Only committed 6 penalties. We're 8 of 11 on third down. We're 1 of 1 in the red zone. You'd think they won the game. They unfortunately did not. They actually had, it was 34 all at one point. Because basically it was 17-7 after the first. It was 20-13 at the half. Going into the fourth quarter, 27-34. End up 34-34. Biscardi for the Chanticleers. Had the big field goal to put them up with about 4 minutes to go. Georgia State had a couple chances towards the end. Ended up just a couple centimeters away from pay dirt. Man, this is a good game. Some things that Coach said at the press conference. He said, you know, I asked him about the fight in this team because he said a couple weeks ago. Excuse me. Said a couple weeks ago that he saw the fight leave a lot of this team. He said it's back. He said that's a passionate, emotional group that it was beating them up inside. And, you know, they were, like I said, highly emotional. No, that doesn't mean they're crying. It just means that they knew they had a chance to win this game and they were not able to pull it off. You know, Penny Hart took it pretty hard, but he's one of those guys. He's a Dez Bryant-like guy. That except for he won't scream and yell and get in your face, but he takes everything personally and on the chin like that. So, you know, that particular thing there is what it is. All you can do is brush that one off, move on to the next. That does make the Georgia State Panthers 2-6. I'm going to pull up the Sun Belt rankings here. There we go. in the Sun Belt. In the East, Georgia Southern is 4-0, and so are the Troy Trojans. In the conference, App State is 3-1, thanks to Georgia Southern's loss. Coastal Carolina at 2-2, and Georgia State Panthers at 1-3. They are 2-6 overall on the year. Which, I'm not even going to bring up the elephant in the room as far as that. And, man, the West is having some issues down there conference-wise, because UL Monroe and the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana are both at 2-2. Arkansas State is at 1-3, so are the South Alabama Jaguars. And Texas State, who we welcome in this week, is 0-4 in the conference. So there's a chance. There are winnable games left. We do still have to face Appalachian State. We still face Georgia Southern. So, I think we get the Raging Cajuns, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it's still very doable to be in this. It's still, you know, this can still be a great season. And I have all the faith in the world in the coach and coaching staff and everything that it's still going to be a special season. There it is. Get Texas State at home this week. Go to University of Louisiana. Go to Appalachian State, and then host Georgia Southern here. Those are, you know, they're in those games. You put up these kinds of numbers, you're in any kind of game. Like I said, 2-6. You're trying to make the most of this season. Just some things just haven't quite clicked. Just trying to get some new people in their new positions and such, I think has been part of it, and just lack of execution sometimes. But I still believe in this team, and I believe you guys too, or you wouldn't too. You guys do too, or you probably wouldn't be on this show. You probably wouldn't see you at a lot of the games, which, you know, feel free to come to these games. I will absolutely be at the Texas State game and the Georgia Southern game. You guys should come, hang out, come talk to me, come talk to Dimitri that you see on the live Facebook shows we do at the games. We'd love to hang out and talk football with you guys. You know, like I said, Texas State, they're kind of having an up and down year too, but the Bobcats, they bring it. Everybody in the Sun Belt brings it every week. Anytime there is a division game in the Sun Belt, you put two Sun Belt teams together, you throw away the records. Sure, the records mean something before and after the game, but during the game, no, you play and you fight hard, and that's the way this thing's going to go here. I think it's the same thing. If they establish the run and really get some chunks like they did this week, and get the ball in Penny Hart's hands early and often, and if you do those things, you're going to have long sustaining drives that, if nothing else, eat up time. Eat up yards, eat up the clock, give your defense a rest. I think those things are going to ultimately turn around. The kicking game, special teams, pretty good week. Better than most, you know. You know, Dan Ellington being able to do it with his feet. He has almost 400 rushing yards this year. Penny Hart has almost 600 receiving yards. You got to get these guys in it early. You got to get it them often. For those who are asking, 2 p.m. kickoff this Saturday at Georgia State Stadium. Come a little early. I'm always wandering around. We'll do the pregame shows, and then we'll probably wander out to the tailgate, see how you guys are all doing. But, yeah, you know, it's always a good time. It's always a good day to be a Georgia State Panther. You guys know that. I know that. So come out of the game this weekend. Like I said, come say hello. If you take a photo with myself and Dimitri, or any of us really, make sure to put that up on social media and tag us in it, and we will get you some swag from Impact Media, either sent your way, or we'll bring it to the next game, and it'd be a lot of fun. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to The Game Plan. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!